This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how you feel when you know you could do a better job than the person in charge. This series is focusing on how we interact with those who are in a place of power. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about how David interacted with Saul. So after David killed Goliath, Saul became very jealous of him, and he was obsessed with killing him because he feared God would ultimately crown David king. So Saul's obsession to kill David kept David on the run. One day, Saul walked into a cave where David and his men were hiding. David's men whispered to him that this was a sign from God and the perfect opportunity to kill Saul. David stepped forward to do so, but then he stopped in his tracks, and he knew Saul was helpless. He knew he was much better fit to serve as king, but he realized it was better to allow God to deal with Saul in his own way and his own time. Imagine that you might be dealing with a person at work or in a social setting. You sense their ill will towards you. You know you could run things better. Even your peers would likely choose you over them. But David shows us how to take a higher path. He kept being the best David he could be and allowed God to deal with Saul in his own way and in his own time. And we know that God ultimately dealt with Saul. So especially during a time of Lent, release your situation into God's hands and remember these words. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Isaiah 45:7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, make it less about you and them and more about you and him.